But I stayed up. I was like you, bro. I stayed up because I was watching the elections, and that's what had happened was you still late. I stayed up to focus up this morning, dozed off with a power nap, woke back up, and it was almost 5, and started to do what I had to do to get ready. You know, the three.
You are suffering.
Three S's, the three S's.
You know what? There is nothing.
The one S, you can't say what it is on the radio.
Oh.
Yeah, you wake up, have to cleanse yourself.
Right.
That way first for me. And then shower, shave, you know. Mm-hmm. So SSS.
Yeah.
I have to do the three S's. So, yeah. So I had to do all that. And we're still here, 6 a.m.
Well, you know what? I got to say this. You only have an hour. And then I think, unless you got something else to do.
No, I'm postponing. You know, I'm postponing my class. I done that in advance because they also have a new program.
Mm-hmm.
They are a safe summer site now at Five Star Impact. So they have a program that is running for the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
Monday through Friday. It's the Safe Summer Site program. A positive place, real support, brighter tomorrows. Join them for fun and games, home-cooked meals prepared, mentorship, life skills, tournaments, and more. Open to youth and teens in the community. Mm-hmm. You can come connect, stay safe, and build your future. It's Monday through Friday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hosted by Five Star Impact, located at 1138 West Garfield Avenue, right on the corner of 12th and Garfield. They will have all types of fun and games and, like they say, the mentoring programs and children that may be interested in learning particular skills. But it's for the youth. It's for the youth.
Gotcha.
So you bring them out, and they'll be in a safe environment. It's the Safe Summer Site program, Five Star Impact. It has moved around to different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the next 3 weeks, it'll be at 1138 West Garfield Avenue. Shout out to Kaya Smith, who is the founder and director of Five Star Impact, and them being able to host it. But, you know, we've got Vaughn Mays, who ended up being presented with a car.
Okay.
You know, he had ended up getting hit by a reckless driver.
See?
Which totaled his car.
Wow.
Which he had just gotten the year before for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so Festus ended up, along with, shout out to Truman McGee with Funky Fresh Spring Rolls.
Okay, they shout ended out
up,
to him. I
yeah,
love
they
those.
Ended up setting that up.
All
and
right.
This all kind of kicked off because, you know, him and his wife, they had suffered a fire.
Mm.
And, you know, I gave a donation towards it. The night of, you know, and I went over there and was talking with him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, you know, there was a GoFundMe. He didn't want to set up a GoFundMe, but some of the people part of Comforce MKE, Liza and others set up a GoFundMe for him because, you know, he does do a lot for the community and he's always involved and active. And so they wanted to try to do something to help them get relocated to a new location,
right,
for them and their children. And then that car thing happened.
Yeah.
So Brother James Causey, Journal Sentinel, editorial writer, and he's an Emmy Award-winning, a Gannett Award-winning writer, and he's my friend for years, him and his wife, Demia Causey. So he had wrote a very long article to kind of like introduce people to Vaughn for those that may not know Vaughn and all the different things that he does. And it ended up being picked up by, I believe, Amanda Porterfield with CBS 58.
Okay.
So after doing that long article and just saying like, this is our turn to help Vaughn, CBS 58 picked it up as a story and they talked about it and shared the information and whatnot. So a lot of blessings has been coming his way since that article. And they surprised him with a car for him and his wife and family.
Wow.
A 2019 Jeep, I I believe.
Nice.
So, yeah, that happened. And so with things like that, he's also a part of, and he's has his program, the We Locked In, which is also with our very own Jasmine Tyler here on Tap In with Jazz Tyler, a vision that they created with We Locked In, MKE, which they do on Thursday and Fridays for the next few weeks at Five Star Impact. So you're talking about something safe, fun for your children to do, your youth to do, your teens to do. This is a situation located at 1138 West Garfield Avenue, right on the corner of 12th and Garfield. It used to be an old YMCA building.
Is it free?
Yes.
Okay.
It is free.
Very good.
It is free. That word is free. Mm-hmm. It's all free. So it doesn't cost you anything to bring your children. So shout out to all of the people who are working with Akiah Smith on this situation, the staff and all of that, and those who are involved with trying to make sure that our kids have a safe summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because they go back to school in September.
Yeah.
Some people can't wait.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of book bag giveaways going on, too. I'll be telling you about some of them. Mm-hmm. Some I'm involved in, some I may not be involved in, but I'll still let you know where they are so you can go make sure that your child is prepared for school.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so shout out to Five Star Impact and, of course, the Safe Summer Space. It's a site and program going on. So bring your children. Tell them that it's there. Let them come on out and they from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Safe space.
There you go.
You ain't got to worry about where the hell they at.
Yeah.
They enjoying themselves. They're being children. They're being youth. They're being teens.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all the things. So that part. Wanted to say that.
Okay.
All right. Now, coming back around, let's see. LaRon Taylor on our YouTube said, every clock I got except for my phone is 15 minutes fast. I ain't never late. Okay. Okay. DJ Brothers, he said, those are so addicting. Homer said, I had 5 minutes of sleep, and I am. And here I am. Yes, Jasmine could. I am. I am. I am. I'm here and perky and up and alert.
And at 9:01.
You're so stupid.
Y'all don't know. At 9:01, I'm going to be like.
No. At 8:56 a.m. Central Standard Time. When my mic cut off.
Yeah, that's going to be
cutting
it.
Off.
It's going to be a wrap, y'all.
But I'll be up for this afternoon to keep it real the next level on Go Radio.
So, you're going to go home and take a nap. That's,
power
that's
nap,
what you're supposed to do.
It's going to be a power nap and
when
relax.
When you work mornings like this, that's what you're supposed to do after you get off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part.
Except for me.
Mm.
No, I
gotta
go.
Yeah. You got to go.
Got to go rock
in.
With the seniors.
Yep.
They don't cut you no slack, neither. They don't cut you no slack. They be like, we ready. We glad you here. Like, okay.
Hey, Miss Bailey.
Exactly how they
Hey, and then you got to give the energy black. You got to get that same,
energy.
How y'all doing?
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's
my coworkers are like, how is she like this every morning? Nobody's like this every morning. Yeah. Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Right. Absolutely.
You know, because you got to, like you said, you got to give it back to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all. So, yeah. But, I'm excited. But there's another situation we talked about on yesterday, Bailey.
Okay.
And I know that, you know, I didn't have time. I was just so with making sure that we were able to talk about the winner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know I stayed up.
Yeah.
So we damn sure not was going to talk about the winner, David Crowley.
Yeah.
But there was a standoff situation that ended up taking place, right?
Right.
And that standoff situation was with the suspect.
Right.
That was wanted.
Yes.
In the alleged, being the alleged. Person that may have killed these three people.
Triple shooting, the alleged,
Yeah. So it was a double shooting.
Yes.
On 21st and Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the, and it was double homicide.
Yeah.
You got to call it like it is.
Yeah.
It was a double homicide on 21st and Pierce. And then 25 minutes after that, there was a homicide on 39th and Townsend.
Right.
And they ended up putting the two together.
Yeah.
They ended up putting the two together and saying that these things, unfortunately, are related.
Right.
And so that brought in a whole nother
aspect.
Yeah. You know, with that situation. So when we heard about it, and that's another thing, though, that I talk about, Bailey, and some people can hate it or love it. My thing is, when people talk about don't chase and this, that, and the other, if you notice, I always say, well, what if it was your mother or your child
that was
the person
that
they were chasing, the alleged suspect, and that person sending them and putting them into a high-speed chase, they end up crashing into someone and that person loses their life.
Exactly.
Are you still saying that they should have just let them go and wait to get them? No, I think you're going to want them to catch the person.
Yeah.
We don't want to see anybody else hurt.
Exactly.
But let's get mad at the person who created the chase.
Exactly.
Instead of saying that law enforcement wrong. No, somebody is happy that a person that has allegedly murdered their loved one or shot their loved one or raped their loved one or whatever the case may be has been caught.
Yeah. And the other thing, people say they don't like the flock cameras. Now, I get, you know, how you feel like, you know, there may be an invasion and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But think about this. Having the flock cameras, in many cases, can reduce having to chase somebody.
Right. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
The whole license plate situation. I know you don't like it, but I'm just pointing out the obvious, right?
Yeah. Be like, hate to be Captain Mr. and Mrs.
Right.
Obvious.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, it is what it is.
So
we got to get ready to take care of some bills. We'll come back and talk about that situation and get some updated truth from our Truth Nation. The call-in line is 833-212-1017. Beat you to the punch, Bailey.
Yes, you did.
Stealth. Stealth is strong in the studio this morning.
Yes.
So we got to take care of these bills. And you know I got to do it. You know I got to do it. So just prepare yourselves. Every time that I get ready to go to break, I'm going to do it. You can't stop me from doing it. I'm going to do it. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm the legendary Homer Blow, and when summer turns up the heat, cool down with a shake from Cousin Subs. Our shakes are hand-spun with creamy vanilla gelato and blended into four delicious flavors, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and mint. They're rich, smooth, refreshing, and the perfect sweet treat on a warm summer day. Whether you're stopping in for lunch, dinner, or just craving something cool, there's a flavor waiting for you. Cool down with a shake from Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. I'm going to celebrate with a strawberry shake from Cousin Subs. You understand? I'm just so happy and so elated that I will celebrate with a strawberry shake from Cousin Subs. I'm just saying, you're going to learn today. We're black with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Hey.
Today's the day.
It is.
Celebrate all day long.
You know, just so We ain't going to do what everybody else does that openly uses Kool and the Gang celebration because we know the history of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we'll just, you'll just hear a terrible rendition of it from me.
Well.
Celebrate good time. Come on. Okay, that's it. Let's celebrate.
Ooh.
We going to have a good time today. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
Don't get them. They'll clock you now. Be careful.
That's why I just said it in my off-tone key. Like, that ain't our song. That is not our song.
One of the biggest royalty suits.
Yes.
In the country.
Kool and the Gang be getting their money.
Cool. They were not playing.
They weren't.
It was like,
that's like
me
people
money.
That play with Michael Buffer's voice.
You know, you can't do that.
Ooh. Talk about the fines.
Listen.
Yeah, they coming for you. They want their
y'all
money.
Know, I mean, that's kind of inside radio thing, and television. Mm-hmm. But, you know, remember Fox 6 used to use it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Until they had to come out that money.
They
had to come out that money.
With their like, feature, look who's turning six. They used to use that. Yeah,
and they used all of the clips. See?
Yeah, all the.
Kool and the Gang came black. Here?
Yeah.
Here? How many? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you play an artist's song, eventually you have to pay royalties on it. But people that were just using portions of the song, the song was being used in a way that it wasn't meant to be used.
That's right.
So, therefore, they need to get paid.
Hashtag that part.
For their participation.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
That's an all-time classic song.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, but if you got all your paperwork together.
Yeah.
You got all your documentation.
All of that.
You got your master's.
That part.
Like, pay me.
Yeah.
And Kool and the Gang, they ain't got to perform another concert. A lot of them passed away, but, you know, they ain't got to perform another song. They live off their royalties.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to hear the song.
They done made a good living off their royalties.
Absolutely.
That was one of the biggest lawsuits.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, you got to know the rules. Know the rules.
Yep.
Like, oh, y'all can't take. No. You better do your work. You better do your work. Is that a girl? Is that a girl?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Just somebody that was happy to speak.
Your auntie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There
yeah.
You go.
Yeah. I love it when, especially our people walk by the window. Yeah. Y'all, we got a glass window in case you've never been in the Third Street Market Hall.
Yeah.
But people could see right in, see us broadcasting.
Absolutely.
And people come by and wave sometimes.
Yeah. But you use that Michael Buffer voice. That. I ain't gonna even imitate it.
No.
Because they be listening.
Yeah, they do. They get you.
They it's like they automatically get a notification.
Yeah, they do.
It's like they have automatic. Michael Buffer Shazam.
Yeah, exactly.
Be like, did they say?
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of mix show DJs that lost their jobs because they call themselves putting it in the mix that would run on the radio stations.
Yeah.
Now, you can't use that.
Right.
Mm-mm. You're like, I'm getting ready. Tumble. I'm about to tumble. You know what I'm saying? They don't want no likeness. They don't want nothing.
Right.
Unless you're paying them.
Yeah.
So, we do what we do. Stay under the radar.
That's it.
The legal radar.
Yes.
So we can talk about it.
Yes.
I can use my off-keyness.
Yes.
To but say them. Yeah.
You can't use the actual.
Yeah, unless you're paying. Now, if you're paying.
If you pay, you're good.
You're good.
But if you ain't trying to pay.
Yeah. Like, I can play it on blowradio.com. I pay all the things.
There you go.
Yep, that part.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. But we, before. Going to break, and there is a news clip. I know for the families, if this person is found to be the man responsible for this, these three homicides that happened less than 25 minutes apart, first two on the south side on 21st and Pierce, and the third one 25 minutes later on the north side on 39th and Townsend. So police have arrested a suspect in that Milwaukee weekend shooting that killed three people. Scott, 29, Vanessa, 26, They died in a shooting just before 10 p.m. on Saturday near 21st and Pierce Street. Family identified the victim at 39th and Townsend Street as 38-year-old Shamarla Hare. So we do have an update on that and a news clip from WISN 12 News. Our producer should be ready with that clip, and we're going to watch this clip. And then we're going to talk about it and get your truth on this.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go, Xavier.
With that breaking news as we come on the air here at 5, the dramatic arrest of the suspect wanted in a weekend murder spree in Milwaukee.
And 12 News capturing the tense scene on camera. There are photos of the three victims who died in two separate shootings Saturday night. You see them here on your screen. And just hours ago, police caught the man at 84th and Feebrants. That's on the city's northwest side.
12 News investigative reporter James Stratton witnessed the takedown. He joins us now live from that scene. James?
Blake, Deanna, police were here all afternoon at this home, three houses north of Feebrants. This tan home here, just leaving the last 10 minutes. Officers arresting that murder spree suspect right in the driveway here. Our cameras rolling as police made their move. And from what we can see, police fired a single rubber bullet, then a flashbang before knocking that suspect to the ground. Police say he was wanted in three killings in one day, accused of killing Vanessa De Herrera, her friend Scott Buchholz, on Saturday night at 21st and Pierce on the city's south side. 25 minutes later, police say that same suspect, that man, they say, killed Shamarla Hare at 39th and Townsend. We are not showing that suspect's face. No formal criminal charges have been filed. We spoke with the head of the Block Watch program in this neighborhood just moments after that arrest.
They did what they had to, and they didn't have to shoot. So that was a plus.
Did you see the flashbang? And
yeah.
Police have not detailed a motive in either shooting, but say this is the same suspect in all three of those homicides. We're told by Central Booking he's not yet made his way downtown to be booked. Once that happens, once charges are filed, of course, we'll learn more and keep you updated.
James Stratton there reporting live for us from Milwaukee with those breaking developments. James, thank you.
Yeah. So, Bailey, what's your thoughts on that? And I'm glad that someone has been apprehended so early because, you know, prayers to those families that are still waiting for justice and still waiting for someone to be arrested in a situation that may involve their loved one or family member.
Right, right. You know what? I agree with you. I'm glad that he was arrested and taken off the streets. In this particular situation, I believe that the officers did do a good job. As they emphasized, it was a rubber bullet and some kind of flashbang or whatever. I don't know what the guy had in his hand. It looked like it was a phone.
Yeah, it was something.
It was something. I'm not sure. But you can't be out here just killing people like that. Three people.
Yeah.
He needs to be under the jail. He don't need to be out here.
Real talk.
He does not need to be out here.
Real talk.
And, you know, I don't know what they used to find him or, you know, but I think from the beginning they were saying they knew who they were going after. So, but when this story was initially reported, it was reported as just a standoff with police. And then the second round, they came in and said that, you know, he was connected to the shootings, the killings, I should say.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, I hope all three families get, you know, their justice in this scenario. And it would be interesting to find out what the connections are between the three. And
Yeah.
I do just feel bad for the families. You don't want to lose a loved one. Not like, you know,
that
it's
part.
Enough that we're all just fighting to stay alive on a daily basis with whatever's going on. But then to have someone deliberately go shoot your family members and kill them. What's that about? What is going on in your mind? You know? So those are my, that's my truth. I just, you know, y'all gotta stay together, think positive thoughts and stay prayed up.
That part, you know, That part. Hashtag that part. You can take us to break, Bailey.
It's Truth in the Morning with Helmer and Bailey on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Hey, life's better with American Family Insurance, because when you know you're fully protected, your home, your vehicle, everything you've worked hard to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's what it's all about. No, not stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. American Family agents help you get the right coverage in place so you can focus on your family, your goals, and the dreams you've earned. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Yes, indeed.
You hear it. You hear it. Yep. Legendary Home of Blow. I'm this damn excited. I stayed up all night and morning.
And that's why he's sleepy now, y'all.
I will be sleepy at 9:05.
You got a few minutes.
Cause see, I ain't got to drive all the way to Shay Shay Foo Foo World.
No, I ain't got to drive out there either.
But I'm just saying, so my drive ain't gonna be as bad as. So I'll be able to get to rest and relaxation.
About to roll out to Brookfield. It'd be all right.
Yeah,
I got a little sleep.
That's like another Shay Shay Foo Foo World. But,
you know. No.
Your job,
especially
your other job, is even in Shay Shay Foo Foo World.
Nah, no.
What? Yes. So, but yeah, excited. Those who may have went to sleep at 9 p.m. or 8 p.m.
Like me. And woke up and said, we won!
So, yeah, those of you who may have been like... Bailey Coleman, mm-hmm. and went to sleep at what would be considered a normal time,
yes.
a reputable time. Mm-hmm. I get it and I understand it. And you may not be aware. You get what I'm saying? You may not be aware, but it's breaking news. Go to the Milwaukee Courier website. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has won the Democratic primary for Wisconsin governor per Decision Desk headquarters. Headed into Election Day, polling showed the Northside Milwaukee native down by more than 20 points, but with the support of Governor Tony Evers, and after one of the wildest races and adventurous election nights, Crowley pulled off the long shot.
Mm-hmm.
The 40-year-old becomes the first black man to be a majority party's nominee in Wisconsin and could become the first black governor. He now faces 68-year-old Congressman Tom Tiffany.
He's 68?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What?
What made you, after I read his age, what made you say
he's sleepy? I ain't say nothing. That's you.
I didn't say anything. Because,
what?
Because you're stealth.
What?
Because you're stealth.
I didn't say nothing. I just said he's 68. What?
Okay. So you just wanted to say that?
I just.
Because I had read it.
Yeah.
And then you just wanted to say it after me? You just so happened to want to just say, he's 68. That's how it went.
I can't help that he's 68 years old.
Bailey!
What?
Order in the studio.
What?
You know why you said it.
I wasn't giving
you him. You know why you said it.
Listen.
You know why you said it.
I was thinking he was, you know, maybe around the same age as Orange Man.
Oh.
That's all. I was like, oh, he, you know, 68 is young.
So you're saying he looks like he has the Benjamin Button disease?
Well, I was just thinking.
You know. He's like, how did
I looked at him and I said, I thought he was about
19.
The same age.
You know,
how old is the Orange Man?
He old. What is it like? Is it 80 something? Xavier, what is the age of the Orange Man? I believe he's in his 80s.
Oh.
He's 80.
Oh, okay.
See?
Okay. So Tiffany Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part.
I looked at him. I thought he was the same age.
Shout out to any woman named Tiffany Young. Somewhere driving. What the hell I got to do with this? How the hell I get brought up in this? What we not going to do is associate my name in this. You hope and hit the gavel, baby. Because she out of order.
What?
My name is Tiffany Young. And I ain't got nothing to do.
My bad.
I'm just. You know.
I try.
Right.
I try to. Okay, Homer.
Yeah.
Let me reel it in.
Tiffany Young is mad.
I'm sorry.
Don't you associate my name.
So he not 80.
No. See, listen. Bailey.
What?
You and your stealth.
I'm just saying, I looked, I thought, oh, he about the same age as Orange Man. Okay. And that's it. Hey. Come on now.
No. You didn't see the commercial because, you know, his mother was like, I got my eyes on you. Because that's the way that commercial went.
Oh, okay.
Saying, like, you know, and you know how mom is. And she,
yeah.
I got my eyes on you.
Uh-huh.
That part.
Okay. Okay.
My D said, my baby mama name straight. Straight. Cutie, great mama, terrible mate. Listen. To all the Tiffany's, are you crying, Bailey? Here's the tissue.
Listen, we got two boxes of tissue here today,
okay,
too.
Yeah, I got to have
two boxes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so yes, you need that. You know why you need it?
Because you out of order in here.
What? So I got to gavel myself? You want the honor? I will hit it. You can say what you want to say.
You out of order, Homo Blow. You out of order.
I did nothing but tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? You created a whole situation.
What? I'm keeping it peaceful in here.
There you go. But yeah, baby. Really had to have a
moment.
A wet eye moment.
Yes.
You know? Her eyes were leaking.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dale Mack said, blow. Bailey looked at him and said, damn, he old. Dale Mack, order on the YouTube page. Order on the YouTube page, Dale Mack.
Listen. Let me just say this. You know how we are as a culture.
Damn,
we never look our age, right? We never look our age.
Right.
But the other people from other cultures, they look their age.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they look a lot older than.
You just steadily going. I mean, I get it. I mean, there's no lying detective, but I'm just saying, you just gonna keep on going.
No. Okay, I'm done.
No, you not.
I am.
No, you not.
Homer, let me be done. I'm over here in my spot. I'm in my corner.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do right.
Dale Mack laughing. Yeah, because just so y'all know, the YouTube chat, y'all can get the gavel too.
Yeah, okay. Right. There is
y'all,
a thing.
Y'all can get the gavel too. Y'all can get the gavel. Dell Mack, he was the first one in the YouTube chat of me actually using the gavel on our YouTube chat. So just understand.
Y'all need to join. If you're not watching us on YouTube, you need to do that because not only do you get the visual of how me and Homer clown in the studio, but you also, our chat be off the chain.
Yeah.
Our chat be off the chain.
Bailey is stealth. She
whatever.
She, find a lie. Find a lie. You will say some things, and if you are not paying close attention, you will miss it. And I'm here to make sure that you receive all the stealth. So you and you know how it's like, in case you missed it, because it comes in, be like, did you? Because you know how you can be talking with somebody and they can say something and you still just talk. And you're like, hold on. Did you just say?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she said that.
Yeah.
She said that. And Bailey is the queen of stealth.
Thank you very much.
That's right. So.
Thank you very much.
Hear ye. I bring to you the woman of stealth. I'll sit to that.
Okay. There we go. There we go.
Okay. We got to get ready to take care of some bills.
See?
Yeah, Bailey. Yeah. This is all you here. This is all
no.
you.
No.
But we got to get ready to take care of some bills. You already know what's coming up. It's the celebration on Truth in the Morning. David Crowley has made it to the general election happening on Tuesday, November 3rd. Our work is not done.
Nope.
We've only just begun.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yes.
We got to take care of these bills. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Yes, this is when you speak to even the people that don't like you, and you know they don't like you.
And then like, you say, so what, hater? We won. We won.
Right, we won. You're going to learn today. All right. We're black, and so we are contained now. We are where we need to be, right? We in the home stretch.
Yeah.
Still got time.
And you
to
know,
come speak
I just wanted to tell you mm-hmm. that the question wasn't how old he was. Mm-hmm. The real question was if he had a comb over. Right? So I did the research. I have found he does not have a comb over, so that's good for you know. Homer.
Yes.
We needed to know these things. We have to go. We have to do our research. Because if we would have had another Skywalker come over.
Bailey!
What? Okay. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Listen,
I'm just saying.
All my life I had
to. Al,
I
don't know I ain't lying.
MKE, where you at? I don't know I ain't lying. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017. We need an Al moment.
Yes, we do.
Because Bailey is really.
Hey, what?
Okay, now you said you had extra coffee this morning, right?
No.
You didn't?
No. I had my standard 2 cups.
You didn't use your espresso shot cups or whatever?
Well, I might have. I got them right here. Of course, you know, our cameras aren't really
right.
but I do have them, and there might have been a shot or something.
Yeah.
In
a burst of
my vanilla latte.
Okay.
And so there you go.
All right.
Might have been a shot in there.
Yeah. So, in case
that's kind of what happened.
So what happened was
what?
I'm. I got it.
I'm fully awake, though. However, you, my friend. What?
Low blow.
Hey, you stayed up all night. Somebody had to be.
And morning.
Yeah, somebody had to be the fire keeper, the watch guard, to make sure everything went how we needed it.
And I'm still here at 6 in the morning.
And you are still here, and I commend you on that. And I want you to know that at 9:05, yeah. If you need to take a little nap in the parking lot before you go home, you're allowed to do that. I'm not even going to disturb you by blowing my horn at you when I drive by you to leave the parking lot. Just so y'all know.
I'm going to be out of the parking lot before you.
Okay.
We're going to go to the truth line, the call-in line, 833-212-1017. Janet, great morning. We love you. We appreciate you. What's your truth this morning? Janet?
Hello? It's actually Fallon. No, I'm just calling. I'm excited. When I woke up this morning, I found out that Crowley won. The first thing that came to my mind is I got to turn on WNOV and celebrate with them because I know they're going to be just as happy as me.
I'm sure they are over there.
Yeah.
You're on the truth, girl.
The truth nation. Okay. But I had to call y'all 101.7.
All
and
right.
I just had to celebrate, and just I know y'all are as happy as I am, and I'm just glad that we finally have some change coming.
Yeah, girl. Yes, yeah. We love you.
But the work is not done.
Nope. We got to keep going.
We still got work to do.
Yeah, this is going to be the even bigger fight. General election happening on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2026.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be the real show and prove situation. How are people going to come out? Are the votes that were cast for the other candidates, are they all going to go towards David Crowley in his bid for the governor of the state of Wisconsin?
Yep.
So that's where we got to start focusing our energy on.
Yes.
We get to celebrate for a moment here. We get to bask in it.
Today.
But the work starts today.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Onward and forward.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, have a good day.
All right, you too. Have a good day.
All right. But yeah, so Del Mac said he's crying. Bailey on one. Yeah, yes, she is. She is.
Always got to be on what?
I didn't say it this time. He did.
Okay. I did.
And I co-sign it. I usually say it. Yeah, I usually say you on one.
Okay.
Now he's taking that, so I ain't got to, say it.
Okay.
But I can co-sign it.
You could co-sign it.
Yeah, you're like, Bailey on one. I'm usually the one saying that. and you have such a surprising tone about it. Like, what? What did I do?
Exactly.
Why are you saying that, Homer?
Exactly.
And you know exactly why I'm saying it. What the hell? You know exactly why I'm saying it.
Oh, Homer, you know me. Come on.
You got this grown man crying. I'm crying. You crying. Yeah. Actually, I'm crying because he didn't put the apostrophe.
Oh, I'm crying.
Yeah, I'm crying. He didn't put the apostrophe.
You know, y'all, we just like to have a little fun.
Yeah. Hashtag that part.
Well, we can have it because sometimes it'd be so serious up in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to learn today.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, shout out to I'm crying. That is spelled I am instead of I apostrophe.
Yeah.
So shout out to the I'm crying.
I'm crying.
I'm not going. You know what? I am not going to violate where I was about to violate.
Okay.
I was about to violate.
You about to violate?
Yeah, I really was.
Uh-oh.
Because of the way. Say it how it sounds.
M. Crying?
Yes.
M. Crying.
You know what that song? I'm not going to do it.
We are the world. We are the children.
See, I got restraint. I got restraint. I'm so proud of myself.
I'm proud of you,
having that restraint.
I'm proud of you, too.
Because I wanted to listen to Nurse Ari Gawande say dead and laughing. She got it. You got it, didn't you, Nurse Ari Gawande? You got it. Be like, I know where you were going, Homer. I know where you were going. Tell her to say it again.
Like, no. Not going to.
Why?
Because you ain't going there.
No, I wouldn't be. You would be.
No.
I'm just saying.
What is wrong with you today?
Me? I'm not the one that has been. Listen.
What?
See, whenever
I'm
Bailey has
celebrating.
A. Yeah, whenever Bailey has a. What? What? You know that she on one. Whenever she does it like that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know that she's on one.
Oh, my gosh.
It's time to get ready to head up.
Homer!
Nurse Ari Gawande said, absolutely, I'll be with you, Homer. The thumbs up. I'm just saying. So, listen, I leave. You're going to hear nothing but the truth on all of the shows,
yes.
I'm sure, today.
Yes.
We'll be focused on this vainglorious moment.
Yes.
I know it is for myself.
You said vainglorious.
Yes, vainglorious.
Okay.
This is protected by
yes.
the red,
the black, and
the green. With a key.
You crazy.
What you got to say, baby? We headed out.
Trust God, do good, and celebrate today.
That's right.
Celebrate that DC rub we all made.
Right, right. And for those of you who were up like me, take this time to...
Go to bed!
That's exactly what I was going to say. Take your rest. Take your rest. Job well done. Job well done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We did what we had to do.
Yeah.
Nurse Ari Gawande said that Shay Shay Foo Foo moment. Right. Delmex said he's still crying. Now he said, I'm crying. So instead of, I'm crying. Why I'm crying? Never mind. I'm not going to do it. Love you, babes. Talk to me.
Something great is going to happen for you today. Get ready for it.
The analytics up next with the truth with Sherwin Hughes. Breaking down all the things.
Yes.
Thank you, Xavier, for a great show.
Thanks, Xavier.